To me, a meeting is a very valuable meeting because I realize that as I place myself into the hand of Jesus, He works by the power of the Holy Ghost. And He works wonders. He really does exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. I found out that when I come to meet with Jesus in meeting with real earnest desire, He turns sometimes the whole meeting in my direction. He just sort of fixes up the meeting for me, for my need. He's done that many times. And I don't mean maybe. It has been an exceedingly valuable fact that Jesus Christ is infinitely more interested in us than we are in Him. And how deeply is He interested in filling us with the Holy Ghost and making us ready for that great day when we shall meet Him and see Him face to face. And so we're very wise if we come to meeting to meet with Jesus and then make use of all the blessings He bestowed upon us. From the very beginning of my experience in Pentecost, I wanted to know what Jesus was going to do for me. And when He poured out His glory, I wanted all the glory that He was able to put in. I just took off the cork and I said, "Now, Lord, sweep right in." And when praise was given, I praised the Lord. I used to praise God until I was hoarse. And you know, I didn't lose anything, but I gained a great deal by that. I know the people who do not praise the Lord, they gain a lot too. They gain flesh. If you like flesh, you will gain flesh. You will gain bondage. You will gain blindness and deafness of soul. But when you take Him as He offers Himself to you, something happens to you. God comes in. I know that everybody cannot speak in tongues or interpret tongues or prophesy, and that is not necessary. I believe, though, that many more would have these gifts of the Holy Ghost operated within them if they were willing to do the things that seem to be little, if they were willing to say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God." You never said hallelujah, but you become sweeter. Say it once, and you look sweeter right away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. There you are. Now you can have your picture taken. But not only that. It is Baba. It's an association with Jesus Christ. It's praising Him. It's glorifying Him. It's recognizing His presence. It's telling Him that you're happy that He is here. You're so glad to meet the Lord. And you're so glad that He's come to meet with you. And just to put up your hands like this. Do you ever do that and fail to get a blessing? I don't think so. Praise the Lord. The woman said she couldn't lift her hands. I said, "How do you hang up the wash?" What a silly excuse, praise the Lord. But I never put up my hands, but a blessing comes down. Why, you know, we're here for fellowship with Jesus. As John says, and truly, our fellowship. We call this the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship. But that's a very poor misnomer. Our fellowship is with God the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God, and the Father's here, and the Son of God is here, and our fellowship with Him ought to mean a great deal to us. We ought to meet God with great joy, and when we do that, He meets with us. And I think the simplicity that Jesus Christ calls for is so very sweet. He doesn't ask you to make an eloquent sermon or to put on a show, but He asks you to let His praise be continually in your mouth. What have you got in your mouth tonight? I'm so glad that here we don't see people chew gum, at least when I'm around. Sometimes they'll be chewing, and as soon as I look at them, then they're spiritual. Liars. No, we don't do that. We've got something else to do with our mouths. Praise God. We praise the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What is continually in your mouth? When His praise is continually in your mouth, it means that continually you're in touch with Jesus. Continually. How simple is the way? Praise the Lord. After all, it is so simple today to turn on your toaster. Plug it in. Or your wash machine. Plug it in. Praise God. And since Christ has come, all you have to do is plug yourself in. And God manifests Himself. But how we ought to be glad for a meeting where we can give our time to Jesus. And the Lord has said it's a great sin not to keep yourself in touch with Jesus during a meeting. 2 hours in a meeting is really a very short time to load up for a week. You need more than that. And you ought to come up and load up. They've got a slogan in Germany now. To den Tiger in den Tank rein. Put the tiger in the tank. That's become the slogan everywhere in Germany. And they've got this tiger, you know. Picture of it. Now you put something else in your tank. Put the glory of God in your tank. Thank God, and you'll be going all week.